Welcome to the Pinecast. Joined here by Joseph. You can follow him on Twitter at I Hate Your Club. And returning to the Pinecast is Cameron. You can follow him also on Twitter at AFC underscore Cameron. Welcome to the Pinecast, Cam. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Yep, it's always a pleasure to hang out with internet friends and talk about cool stuff.
Yeah, this wild and wacky modern age that we live in.
Living in the future.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm just still mad I don't have my fucking Marty McFly hoverboard, but...
I'm glad to be back after my one-game suspension for a two-footed challenge on Alex.
Right. Fair enough. So he's served his one-match ban. He's back with plenty to say, a long outline, typed up notes for once. This is like typed up in anger, like, motherfuckers didn't include me.
I got shit to say.
Now I got shit to say.
In wingdings.
Yeah. So let's get started with where... where we picked off. What did we pick off?
Left off.
Yeah, where we left off. We had the Neanderthals come to visit at the weekend. Stoke came to visit the mighty Arsenal at the Emirates with Mark Hughes, nonetheless.
So you get rid of Pulis and it doesn't get any better.
It's a like for like switch. Although the philosophies are very different. We saw Stoke actually play football. You know, it was still kind of.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Hughes played when he had the Blackburn team. He kicked the shit out of us.
Yeah, he used to play hoof it football.
And you would foul route one constantly. I really wasn't worried going into the match.
Not at all.
I mean, they're not good enough yet to pass it on the floor and succeed and...
But they, I did see some statistics that actually they were, they outpassed us in this section of the second half.
Been outpassed by other people too.
Right. It hardly ever happens. Yeah, it happens on occasion. Never by Stoke.
That's true.
Never would have expected that one. But another game, another victory. I'll start with you, Joseph. What really stood out to you in that match? What made it feel so good?
I don't know if anything was... I mean, we started off... I think we scored, halfway through the fourth minute? Like, 4 minute 30, I think, by the time we scored.
It was
right off the bat, the pressure wasn't so hard. Obviously, they had opportunities, but nothing was that great of an opportunity, even going back and watching it again. I wasn't never really worried. What stood out? I mean, obviously, off of three set pieces, the first one not really... as a result of the set piece, but off the save and then Ramsey putting it in. But, you know, good delivery in the right spots is helpful from someone, you know, 30 yards out. It's nice to have.
Fancy that over having Theo crossing.
Or Santi doesn't always put the best ball in.
Yeah, exactly. He has hit the first defender a few times.
Yeah.
Quite a few. But with the way fitness is going right now, it looks like Ozil, he'll have no one competing with him.
Not for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, not for a fortnight at least.
Yeah, I think they said Santi might be back for Napoli.
Yeah, not. I'm not. You know,
probably not.
Not counting on that. Cameron, it was really interesting to score all three goals off set pieces. What really stood out to you from that match?
I was really happy that Ramsey scored. Obviously. Against Stoke just because of the whole history there. And, like, I don't understand why Stoke fans boo Ramsey, but, I mean, they're bitches, so it doesn't really matter.
They're Neanderthals.
It's a really good question.
I mean, Stoke, just to kind of, like, this is the first time I've really watched Stoke since Pulis left. I mean, they definitely look different, but at the same time, I feel like they didn't defend as well or as physically as they have in the past, which, I mean, to see us win headers in the box against them is kind of unusual, but I was really happy with the way, you know, that Per and especially Sanya, because I really, it's always exciting when he scores because he always just, like, flips out. So it was good. It was overall pretty decent performance. I was, like you guys said, was never really worried about it. But, I mean, if I'm going to, like, bitch about something, I would say I wish we could maybe create a few more chances, like, from open play, but we did well enough. And I think we had a pretty solid game plan, did what we had to do. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I would much rather have, like, a 3-1 win and not – I mean, a goal is a goal at the end of the day. Like, if you win a championship.
So we don't have much to complain about, right, whether it comes by set piece or anything else. Well, I mean, winning is winning.
Yeah.
You know, our players were dog-ass tired in that second half. Most of our players did not have much. I mean, Theo was spent. I think Giroud was exhausted, too. Especially up front, and even Jack and Ramsey towards the end of that match, pretty tired.
Well, like, I was, like, Gnabry, or Gnabry, however you say it, like, he was dead. Like, even at the end of the first half, I think he was really tired just because the pace of, like, a full first-team Premier League match is 1,000 times faster than, you know, the under-21 or reserve matches that he's played. But
I certainly feel like it, right?
I think he did well. He definitely is a lot different than Theo in terms of what he tries to do and, like, what he offers. And considering that's his first full team game, I was impressed or pleased with whatever he did. But
yeah, I thought it was a good shift. It wasn't. I forgot that Theo got scratched in the beginning. I was getting him mixed up with Gnabry. But you could see he was told to do some things at halftime because he was having a few issues in the first half. But
he played very conservatively.
Absolutely, because he didn't want to get burned.
Right,
I mean?
and I understand that. You know, especially we've seen him. I think watching like some of his highlights when playing at a different level, like at the U21 level and stuff like that. You see what we got glimpses of in the second half. You know, like what he can do and create on his own. Because I mean, his technique on the ball—that's the thing. You know, Wenger lauds him for. You know, he says, well, technically, as a player, you know, he has all this. And you look at his build, too. I mean, he's a robust he's not big, but he's robust. He's like Chamberlain, you know.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
And they both remind me so much of each other. And the thing is that this really, I mean, I don't know, looking at it, it's like, damn, I really wish Chamberlain was fit right now. It would be the perfect time for him to get a run of games, you know. Like, he'd be the automatic starter right now, but Gnabry's going to get his chance. So he's certainly a little more raw than Chamberlain, but. He's got all the tricks, you know. He's got pace. He's got power in both feet.
Yeah.
He can shoot from range. You know, he's dangerous. Can beat a man, get a cross in. So, it's exciting to see it. You know, he and Rio are going to step up. We'll get to Rio's performance in the match against West Brom later. I saw he put in a couple tidy crosses, but I know not everyone's ecstatic with his touch.
Well, again, the same number of matches.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, he's a little more slight, so I feel like he's taking a little more time to adapt to the Premier League. But, yeah, it was really nice. You know, I'd say, you know, some people saying Ozil had 3 assists. We say he had 2 assists. You know, I don't know.
Fantasy says three.
Okay, well, fantasy says three. It counts for my fantasy team. I do have Ozil. He is my new captain.
I'm not sure how you give that, but okay.
I don't know. Chance created. You know, maybe they just try to give an assist for every goal.
So they kind of thing. Somebody.
I suppose. So like, this is fucking fantasy. We'll give points to whatever. I don't think it's like, ruled as an assist.
In real life. Of that. Yeah. The most impressive thing for me about Ozil's performance is that I don't even think that he's. I would put him at around like 80%. You know, like. At best, integrated into the squad in terms of everybody's familiar and everybody's comfortable with where he's at and in the fitness level as well. Like, so, I mean, I think the best from him is still a little further away. And then once Santi comes back, I mean, it's going to be really exciting to see, like, just how they play together because, I mean, it's going to be ridiculous because both of them are really comfortable going wide and coming in and
That's the interchange that we're going to be looking
forward to.
Legit porn.
It's going to be like MILF porn stretching or whatever we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, Kista's favorite.
Her favorite.
Pastime?
Porn.
National.
it's jumped baseball as America's new pastime.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, for the greater good. For the greater good. I think, for people who've watched plenty of Ozil playing, you know, like, you know that there's so much more, you know, that he's capable of. And like you said, once we see that flowing and integrating with the rest of the full team on a regular basis, and he really develops that understanding, which especially I think, you know, so he's been with Arsenal for about three weeks or so, right? Because he signed on the 2nd. He didn't meet up with the team for another five days or so.
He had the international break.
Right, so we're at 26. So, yeah, he's been with the team about 3 weeks. You know, let's give him 6 to 8 weeks and see how.
And
we're missing some key players that he needs to learn to interact right. with. Obviously, it's going to be important for Oxlade-Chamberlain to develop an understanding with him. It's going to be important for Santi, obviously. You know, and it's only going to get better between he and Giroud and the rest of the midfield. So,
and him and Podolski already, you know, they play together.
Yeah,
Germany,
he and Podolski have that. So, you know, the quicker they
who
get
doesn't
back, the
love
better.
Like Podolski fits in well with everybody. He's the greatest man ever.
He's the greatest man ever. He might not be the greatest footballer ever, but
no, he's not. He's not the best player ever. No, but he's enjoyable.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, I mean that's it. Really, it for me from Stoke.
Yeah, well, let's move on to the next match then. So we had the league points tucked away nicely. Put those in our back pocket.
Top
of the motherfucking league.
It's I'm not so worried about the top of the league, but I am happy to not be far behind.
Right.
That's all I'm looking for in this early part of the season, because we're going to improve.
Yeah, it's invariably we should improve, barring injury. But the biggest concern, obviously, at the time is that the squad continues to get stretched. You know, and in certain places, all of a sudden now our midfield is robust and full of options. Who are we only missing now, really? Because, okay, Rzitski is coming back into training, right, yeah. I believe.
Arteta's back.
He'll be back. We're only missing Glue Factory Boy. I mean, Abu Diaby, who... But see, Ox plays so often in those other positions. But I guess, yeah, we are missing him. You classify him as a midfielder.
Theo,
technically. Sanogo, Zalalem.
Other than Chamberlain and Diaby, who is still not when the boss was
but,
talking
but in,
about.
But in terms of our main midfield options, neither one of those are in the I mean, I you know, it's hard
Diaby.
To make a joke about Diaby being fully fit. But we're going to see, yeah, I mean, basically the first six or seven names that would go into that midfield rotation are all fit or getting fit at this moment, you know, between, you know, basically throwing back in the mix Rzitski to be there, to help fill out the subs bench so we're not going to have little children on there anymore. And return of Arteta is going to be huge because we're going to see, you know, I still think we're going to see a lot of minutes for Flamini. But we'll just see.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, we're going to see whether or not Arteta gets released into a little bit of a further forward role, going back to his box-to-box role he used to play for us in his first season. In some games where we rotate and spell and play Flamini and him together in the midfield, it's going to be interesting to see. But let's get to the cup. So the Capital One Cup match.
The cock.
Yeah, the cock. Let's get to the cock. We always know that's
where the ladies like to get to.
Right.
Well, I think... First, I loved the lineup. I know there was a lot of what we only had available, but I liked the lineup.
What did you like about it?
First,
all the children?
All the kids got, because that's what it really should be until the later rounds. Otherwise, these kids are never going to have an opportunity to maybe help us later in the year.
This is already becoming like the toughest draw in the Capital One Cup that we've had so far, right? It's, two Premier League opposition in the first two, and the second one being fucking Chelsea.
Yeah. Yeah, and they'll field the £150 million second side.
Right. Like they did in the last round?
Like they just did. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I just liked the squad. I was glad to see Bendtner back. First game for him, not just for us, but for him for quite a while.
So B now 23.
B23.
B23 taking the mantle of the chubby player, took the number of the chubby player. Right, stepping into
our Chavin's number.
Into assuming his role.
And for me, obviously, can't get any worse than our Chavin. So,
yeah, for you. So it's interesting to see him come back. You know, I know he missed a relatively clear chance, but
But he hasn't played in.
Yeah, he hasn't played a competitive
match.
Yeah.
And for what you'd expect.
6 months? I don't know, because he had that injury. So I don't know how long.
Yeah. But so for what you expect for a player playing his first match on his return to fitness, imagine this being his first preseason game in Malaysia, right? You know, like that's basically what we're looking at.
And his goal, like I had like flashbacks of Barcelona when he just. But
it was a different kind of chance.
He made a good pass, though.
He made a good pass. He did get
the assist. He made a good pass. He did. Eisfeld just in there. That's what he does, I guess. Scores them.
I love Eisfeld.
From nowhere.
You love Eisfeld?
I do. Really? Just as a young player.
This is really funny because you know who he reminds me of? Is the person you hated the most.
Who?
Henry Lansbury.
Henry Lansbury was a prick in real life.
Okay, right. But I'm just talking about on the field. Build, style.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You know, popped up with the occasional goal, similar kind of build, similar position, you know.
I just like him as a kid. That's all.
Yeah, he seems like a nice kid. I want him to do well, obviously. I didn't seem like he made much of an impression in the game. I mean, I remember I was listening to the game, and they were basically saying that he basically made no contribution in the first half. And so.
We're being pretty. I mean, everybody's pretty critical on a bunch of kids against a Premier League side,
right?
You know.
Well, you know, the thing is, the guys who are going to make the grade have to come up and make an impression here. You know, so let's say the young gentlemen who were involved in this match. We'll see. From the start, there was Eisfeld in midfield, right?
Right. Yeah, Hayden Eisfeld, Gnabry,
and we had Gnabry and Rio on the wings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in defense, we didn't have any of the, we rotated, but we didn't bring in any of the children. For you guys,
We had Jinx finally got a match. Yeah, he played really well on the right.
Yeah, yeah. He whipped in some nice crosses, too.
Right.
Yeah, he's actually been playing really, really well, like, the last few times he's played.
But he's still no Sanya.
Yeah. But it's just like, how can you top Sanya?
Yeah.
But
right.
Again, I just think everybody was pretty critical in that match, just from what I saw about. You can name everybody, almost all those players that people were critical of played. Number one, that team doesn't play together.
Yeah,
exactly. The opposition they're going against. Have these kids? Bentner hadn't had a match. Never had two matches. I just think people were a little bit critical. Even if we had lost, I thought they were too critical.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to come in with those kind of high expectations. We were talking about this a little bit about before this even came up, just that, like no matter what happens, people are going to find a way to bash this. And it's clear with that selection, with those kind of players, they have zero experience together. Definitely as a collective whole, but I mean, like, half of the players hadn't played with the other half outside of maybe a couple, training ground, sessions. So... to get out there and grind out the result. So, obviously Arsenal won in penalties. Everyone held their nerve except for the German, which was a little surprising, but it was just kind of a relatively
telegraphed. That was a bad penalty.
Yeah, it was just relatively telegraphed. He tried to do his little pause thing, and they didn't put it well enough in the corner. So.
I was impressed with it. When Eriksen came on, I was impressed. You know, he definitely, Eriksen. Like...
Olsen?
Olsen. I mean, Eriksen plays for sure. Olsen. Yeah, when Olsen came on.
Olsen played a little bit.
He played well. And Akpom played well.
Yeah, Akpom came on. You know, here's the funny thing about Akpom is that I know he's not as high in the pecking order as, like, Sanogo, but I'd rather see him play if that follows any sense. But we haven't seen enough.
He's been in the philosophy, and Sanogo hasn't.
Right. But I mean, it seems like he has something about him. And he's had such a great eye for goal.
Sanogo has the body.
He has the frame. I mean, he's the guy who's up there with the rest of the guys. He's what, 6'4", right?
Yeah, he's a big kid.
He's a big lump. He's got to learn how to get used to his gangly ass body.
I liked Hayden's tackle, his old English tackle, his old English style. Tackle.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I was watching it on replay, and some people were trying to talk about it being a rev. It's like, it's a clear hard foul. It's certainly a yellow card, but there was no. Well, I don't know if I could say there's no malice. He came in. It was a full blooded challenge, but he slid in cleanly. It was a clumsy, big lumps kind of tackle, right? And the center back's tackle, and that's what he. Right. Is by trade, I believe, right? Yeah, I mean, that's where he's generally played for us. But You know, it's good to see him blooded. You know, I didn't really see enough of him to assess him on the ball that much, but it's certainly a great experience for these guys. And I really think we can't underestimate the value of what this match means for the squad and the way, you know, I was talking with Elliot last week, you know, Yankee Gunner, about Bentner, and he was adamant about he was never going to play for Arsenal again. I'm like, dude, trust me, we're going to see him. We're going to see him. And then he read an interview mid-cast. I was like, oh, fuck, I guess we're going to see him. But the thing is that, like, obviously things could go, you know, things went optimally for Bentner because he went up there. Like, he missed a chance, but you know what? He buried a goal in the shootout, right?
Yeah, he took it well.
He took it well. You know, we got the win, you know. So this group of players have come through this test, and it's only going to help the spirit. In that sense,
yeah, it helps the spirit, and you get some guys some experience,
and helps
that, you know,
right,
more
and
than just an under,
yeah, and give them a bit of a bond with the more regular first team players. You know, they're out there, and here's the thing: even though we make jokes about Vermaelen being captain still, this and that, but I mean, you know, they still look up to this guy. You know, it's not like he's fucking chopped liver, but you're out there with Purr and with Thomas. And guys like that kind of leading you along, and you get this really emphatic, or not emphatic, but I mean, you know, this really important victory in penalties, you know, under this intense pressure. And these children took penalties. These guys are fucking kids. Yeah. They're teenagers. And they went up there, at the Hawthorns and buried penalties to secure this, you know. So my hats go off to him. My hats go off to Bentner, you know, because he came out and did it. Apparently the away fans sung his song, you know. So – you know, he's reintegrated well in that sense. He still needs to work a lot on his training, and he's got to stop taking fucking fashion lessons from Russell Westbrook and Danny Alves and Alex Song.
Come on, you love those glasses.
Those glasses, man. His Harry Potter glasses.
Bentner is a strange man. He kind of looks like Qui-Gon Jinn right now, but I don't know. I think I seriously think...
What, he works hard. I don't care what he
if
does.
I think he did well. I mean, I'm like, I don't know. But it was Hayden. We're talking about Hayden. I thought, I mean, he did pretty well considering how, I don't know how old he is. He's like 18 or 19 and going and playing against like Premier League size guys in there like Jakob and a few of the other guys. And he did pretty well. I mean, that's a big ask for a young guy like that, especially whenever we've seen players like Eastman come through and stuff like that, and they have, you know, haven't performed when they've been asked to play even at that level. So, you know, I thought he did well, and I think down the road that pays dividends, especially for a player like Eisfeld, who has played with the first team before, but, you know, hasn't really gotten a shot in an actual Premier League game to come on and get a goal on his first, you know, full team debut. I mean, I think just in terms of his confidence, that could kind of propel him to try to take his game to another level because he's gotten a taste of, you know, what that feels like to play with the first team and to score at a Premier League ground in front of, you know, away fans. So
I like to see, I like Bellerin.
Yeah, he didn't get that.
That dude's going to be a stud, man. That dude's going to be a stud.
Yeah.
You know, he
makes shit happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, some people rate him highly enough to really think that he's going to be the next right back ahead of Jenkinson. But he's got good technique. He's useful on the ball, you know. And he came on and played center midfield, which is not where he's been playing for Arsenal as of late, you know. And was tidy out there, so you know, all the better to him. It's a bit unfortunate that, I mean, look, I'm happy that we're playing Chelsea.
It's
in a sense,
it's a bit unfortunate we're not having. We could,
but I mean, like, yeah,
put
them
out there again.
Well, and the thing is, exactly. Yeah. Like, what are we going to do? Are we really going to put them out there again? Like, can you really do that against
Honestly,
Chelsea?
We might just be like, screw it. Like, put them out there.
I suppose, but I mean,
if we were playing
them
at home,
yeah.
I think we could get away with it. If it was Chelsea away, I think we could get
away
with
true.
It. But
just,
Chelsea,
what do we do against Man City? Like a few years, 2 years ago, we played Frimpong and.
I don't remember.
Mikel. We lost at the very end. It was their first year they had Aguero, so that's 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We held them. It's the game that Frimpong.
And we dominated the game, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's the game where Frimpong choked Nasri. That's right. And I mean, we did that, and So it just, I don't think that our group of young players right now is at the level where those guys were when we played them, when we played Man City, just because I think they're a little bit younger.
Yeah, that's why it would have been nice to be able to blood them a little more. Like, you know, usually the nice thing about this competition in the early rounds is that we do play Bradford places. You know, we do play lower league opposition where we can usually field a smaller team. You're playing Sheffield United and, you know, teams like this.
We don't play Crystal for a month.
Palace, I don't know.
So, I don't know. Maybe we'll have
it. What do you say?
A little bit more.
Yeah, it's not for a month, but I mean, but even look at the fixtures that are around it, right? Crystal Palace.
Palace away.
But look at the run that right after that, right? That's our run directly after that. It's a brutal gauntlet. We're going to have to play children because
I put kids in
the matches we have right there. We follow that Chelsea match with Liverpool, Dortmund and United
away.
Right.
Yeah,
so those three matches in 1 week follow Chelsea.
I said the same thing I said before this match. Put the kids out there, and if we advance, we advance. And if we don't, we don't. We don't
it's tough shit. We have some of the biggest our biggest group stage, and because we have to travel to Dortmund.
Yeah.
I mean, that's on paper, that's our most difficult Champions League match.
We don't have the squad to compete on four fronts. We don't.
No, we do not. Not at the moment. So
you put the kids in, and you give those that need a match, like Bentner's going to play.
Right. Bentner will play.
You know,
he's an exclusive Capital One Cup
cock
player.
Lover.
He's just the cock. That's all he's for.
He's always been a prick, to be fair to him. So it's
he's a dick, so we keep him for the cock. That's what it's for.
I do dig his new samurai look.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I just think it's
funny.
I'm a bit jealous. It looks
jealous.
Like shit.
I can't be doing that.
You follically challenged, folks. Yeah, I got respect for that. His beard makes mine look prodigious, though. It is quite patchy. But, you know.
Yeah, I think I got about the same competition. I'm in the same
competition. He's trying. He's doing his best.
He is trying. So we'll have to give him credit for that.
I'm always for the fuck it look. That's kind of, I'm a fan.
yeah, just fuck it, whatever.
Right. But the thing is, like, I think with Bentner, he made a conscious effort to look like that. He doesn't ever have the, like, oh, fuck it. He probably grooms himself than a cat.
Right, we know how high regard he holds himself and thinks he's the fucking God's gift to everything, the greatest striker that ever lived.
It's the best opportunity for him and for us with him. I mean, it's the last year of his contract. He's going to want to pick up somewhere a contract. He's going to have to play well if he wants just to make more money for his jewelry business.
Right.
So
apparently he can't be doing his Paddy Power ads on his underwear anymore.
25, 30 matches of relief or whatever, and we all move on. So I'm happy to see him back. I'm happy to see any of our players hopefully succeed. So
right. Well, but so in the end, it was a great result. We moved on. We will face Chelsea in about a month's time. And we'll have to see if we'll have to play the kids again because our squad, unless everyone miraculously becomes fit and no one gets hurt in the meantime, is not going to be deep enough to cope with the rigors of what's coming our way. We still have a way to go until Chamberlain comes back, huh? Damn it, man. He's got a while.
He
was about to blow up, too.
He's the only one that's going to come back before Diaby.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's as far out as we are.
So sad. So sad. But yeah, that's enough of that. Let's move on. Joseph, you have a couple things you want to address. We did just get some of the financials out, right?
Oh, we're going to go into that.
Where would you rather go? Where would you rather go now?
Let's just go to Swansea.
No, Swansea. We preview at the end. You know this.
Right. The only thing I had to say about the financials, and it was just the 6/30 financials came out, June 30 financials. And obviously it shows we have money in the bank, and we have a lot of money in the bank. But I wish people would especially, well, it seems to be those that bring up the financials is because they have a narrative that they want to
agenda.
Keep bringing that shit up. And I thought we were about playing football. And now the football started? She wore Tim Payton.
AST.
I don't mind the AST, but it's the mouthpiece for it.
Can we? All right, like, I will willingly join the AST if we can fucking oust this motherfucker. Can we hold a vote?
He hates life, man. He can't enjoy anything.
But I mean, can we just do a petition or something? What does it take to get in the AST? I haven't paid attention to this.
You pay a fee.
We should stage a coup. We should.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Brian's in the AST. We should ask Brian. Brian is our man on the inside.
If it's expertise, he is listening, so we will get this from him.
I know he's listening.
I have my form filled out to join the AST.
Yeah, we will. But we will do this if this is moving. We can do. If there's a way that we can oust this motherfucker from being a spokesperson of our club, let us do it.
He'll never.
What'll it take? I mean, look, it will not be that hard to find 1,000 people on Twitter that are Arsenal fans that will willingly join this to get this fucker out of there, right?
Probably not. You would think it really wouldn't be that hard.
One disgruntled AST member. We could just pay him. You know, off Tim Payton, and we're good. Like,
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. Like, Saul Goodman's my lawyer. I'm good. Like, I'll just go live in New York. I got a guy.
Yeah.
I was just talking about shutting.
Where's Mike?
Stop talking about it.
No, man.
Where's Mike?
No half measures, man.
Hard to kill.
No. We do it all the way here at the new AST. That's the old ways. We're going new. But no, I don't like him. I think him and LeGrove are probably my people that show up on my timeline that bother me the most.
I don't know. They crack me up just because, like, what was this fucking weird Jekyll and Hyde shit where they're preaching patience over the summer? You know, like, I don't know. I don't even care to get into more of the shit about these
spots. I was just talking
about
it. People would just shut up about the financials. Everybody about the financials.
Well, right. So there's money to spend, and let's move on to the next point with this. All right, so the financials came out. We have money. Not silent. Stan has been not so silent, and so now he's done an interview.
He did an interview with Jeremy Wilson of the Telegraph.
Right, and he's said plenty of things. He says the money is there for Arsenal to spend, and that, you know, if he sees something he wants, that we'll sign him. So,
my favorite points of that article are him saying, you know, he quotes Stan's quoted saying, "I really enjoy Arsenal. Very smart, very intelligent. He has absolute view on how he runs the team and the club. He's earned that right. Don't look for me to interfere with that. I have learned over the years that sometimes owners try to do that, and it's not so good." So I don't know how many more times he has to tell people that he employs people to run the club in the way that he wants it run. I don't know why a lot of fans are so want him there all the time. He owns, I don't know how many franchises he owns, 5?
Yeah, I mean,
he knows us, 5 or 6. The Rams, the Nuggets, the Avalanche.
The Rapids.
The Rapids, right.
And a lacrosse team. It's also in Canada. I was reading in the article, they're talking about his other teams.
That doesn't count, man. That doesn't count.
But I'm just saying, I mean, he talks about, you know, just he says he's in London for Arsenal business about 40 to 50 days a year. 50 times a year, I don't know if that.
He said 40-50 days. I think that was it.
Right, but you know, he's a hands off. Not necessarily hands off. He's not involved, but other people are in the day to day, not him. And that's I don't understand people's issue.
Well, because I don't think a lot of British or international people in general kind of understand that he does own, you know, other major teams. Like, you're going to call the Rams major, but
it's
the middle of the middle of the NFL, you know, NFL season. NBA season starts in like 33 days. Like, this dude's probably got a lot of shit going on, and like, people are bitching that he's not at every single home game. Like, that's not going to happen ever.
Well, not being around and not speaking up in particular. I think people just needed a scapegoat. You know, there's always someone that has to take the fall, and whether it's Wenger or it's Silent Stan, someone has to wear it for one thing or another. I mean, and now it's like, some of the things have been addressed. He spoke, we spent record money on a player.
Right.
You're kind of running out of excuses to give him shit. Like I said, I haven't been 100% sold on him myself. You know, like, do I think, could there potentially be a better owner? Yeah, possibly. Could there be a much worse owner? Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. Right. You know what I mean? Like, there are many, many worse situations we could be in. And this guy who has, you know, people were arguing about his mediocrity with other teams, you know, because he wasn't, you know, his teams haven't won that many titles all the time. He doesn't go all out. He's not a fucking, he's not a Steinbrenner. He's not a Dr. Buss. He's not a Mark Cuban, you know, like these are guys who, you know, apparently will do whatever it takes to get the job done in some of these situations. But he has been a responsible owner who has, you know, been willing. It's not like he hasn't been willing to invest in these teams. Like, he's paid big money. He paid big money to Sam Bradford, you know, who's stinking up tonight. And he's got the Nuggets. You know, it's not like they didn't try to sign and keep Carmelo. Like, these are things that are out of his control. Like, his teams are all in Colorado, which is not exactly a big market, except for St. Louis, right? Except for the Rams.
Right.
So this is the first time he has a team in London that has this big draw. This is his marquee club.
Yeah. I mean, and he was pretty clear in saying that he's got zero intention of ever selling.
Right.
He said, I've never sold a share in any of the teams he's had.
Right.
And I don't have any interest in it.
Yeah. You know?
So the club's going to probably be in that family indefinitely.
Right.
Until the next generation.
Right. I mean, let's say that the next, like, you can quit fucking, if too bad Jame is not here, you can quit fucking thinking about Usmanov taking over, like, and just say, you got to wait 20 years. And I think that fat Uzbeki fuck won't live 20 more years. So.
Probably not.
So
there's no way, man. That dude, he's going to, like, die.
He's going to keel over soon.
I think Kroenke gets too much criticism. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve some, because certainly he could have put some money in for the in-between times that we talked about.
Oh, yeah, he could have. You know, yeah, he could have done more
short
things.
Term. He could have loaned some short-term money to keep a few players or sign a few players over the last few years. But I don't see enough, they talk about putting money into the club. Well, I mean, Dean took money out. He took his shares and took off with that money. You know, Bristol Smith, same thing. They took the money and left. They didn't put all that money back into the club.
So, right.
I know that those, Dean did a lot for the club too, but he also took that money.
Yeah, no, they pocketed plenty of
it. And, his son hasn't necessarily helped us out that much either.
Yeah.
Right. Darren's done more bad
Darren,
than good.
Darren Dean's a bitch. Like, .com. He's the worst.
Like, the only thing, he had a road to redemption, and he still might at some point, but I just don't see it happening just yet.
What I did find funny, well, not funny, is interesting in what about, you always try to, all the stories that are come out of Arsenal and for a while, for a few years, John Cross seemed to have the scoops and the stories being fed to him to release. And I think really when Fisman passed, his info kind of has gone away. I mean, he doesn't have too many exclusives.
No, John Cross sucks.
And it appears that Jeremy Wilson seems to have the exclusives. When he said Osa was done, I was like, all right, he's done. And now you kind of – and then he gets this interview with Kroenke. I just think that he seems to have
– the insider
track. They're giving him
track.
This kind of information.
Right.
The other – the only other piece I had – that's all I have really on Stan. But the other piece was a little bit of gossip is, you know, congrats to Jack Wilshere dropping loads. And he said a new baby girl today.
The same baby mama?
I'm not sure. I don't know anybody that knows.
Is he Cromartying it? Is he doing a Raheem Sterling?
I don't know if he's doing Sterling. I think it could be the same girl. I'm not exactly sure.
Well.
Jack Wilshere.
Well done.
Good for
you,
Jack.
He's getting it right there in the goal mouth every time.
Oh, but he had a daughter this time, right? I thought he was breeding footballers for AFC. What the fuck, man?
Well, Arsenal ladies.
We need a ladies team. We got a ladies team.
Right, they kind of fell off this year. They didn't win it this year, so that's he was like, well, I better get on this shit.
To be fair, I think they lost their couple best players, right? A couple of them came to the new women's professional league out here.
Yeah.
But
women's? Again?
USA. We have our soccer, we have our women's soccer league. We win the yacht race, whatever that was.
America's Cup.
It says America's back. On it.
America's back, guys. It's official. As of today, America is back.
America.
Number one in the world.
Damn,
I was listening to Toby Keith, brought, you know, that one song about boots America. And asses all day.
Boots and asses.
That's a Texas thing. I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
You know that shit. If you heard it, you'd know.
Hey, you told me your neighbors in San Antonio don't play that shit. What do you usually hear coming out of the neighbors?
Oh, usually
Tejano. I hear the Tejano music coming out of here. A lot of accordions.
Yeah.
A lot of heavy accordion, and then every once in a while you hear a guy go aha.
Yeah.
In the distance. That's a San Antonio night.
Good times.
All right. Go San Antonio.
Yeah.
Shout out San Antonio.
Don't act like you don't love it.
Shout out San Antonio. If you ever want a good quesadilla, man, there's like a gay strip club down the street from here. Food truck in front of it. Best quesadilla you'll ever eat in your life. Guaranteed.
Man.
I don't know about best, but I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I make a mean quesadilla. I've had a kimchi quesadilla from...
I have too.
Yeah, the coach. Yeah. Some fancy shit. Korean Mexican fusion shit.
Right.
Whoa.
But so let's move on from there. We have a to call it tricky might be an understatement. We have a potentially very difficult tie with Swansea. Worried. Joseph's not worried apparently. Apparently it's fucking it'll be a walk in the park. But we have Swansea at the weekend away. Now they've disappointed a little bit so far this season because they didn't claim any scalps that I wanted them to, right?
Yeah, look at their results.
Yeah, they've...
The opening day getting smashed by United.
Twats.
They lost to Spurs.
Idiots.
They beat West Brom.
Good for you.
They drew with Liverpool.
Yeah, they drew with Liverpool?
Yeah, they drew with Liverpool.
Yeah, well, fucking John Joe Shelby, the one-man comedy
show.
He assisted two scored. He was brilliant that night.
Right.
That bald bitch.
And then they were dumped out of the League Cup by Birmingham.
Yep.
They got dump trucked.
They got dumped by Birmingham. That was great.
So, I mean, really, if you look at the results.
Yeah, form-wise, but I'm still afraid to meet you.
He's done.
Done. He's been scoring for fun, man. You guys didn't watch him play in Europe last week? I watched him play at Valencia last week. What did he say? Pablo Hernandez?
Pablo Hernandez is in. He's not, but he's still hurt. So,
he's still hurt. He's on my fantasy team sitting there.
Injured. Yeah, Kanyes, he's been playing all right. Jonathan de Guzman sucks.
As long as you don't let Dyer in the box to fucking take a dive, you might be all right.
He reminds me of Frankenstein from Howard Stern. You know? The black midget in Howard Stern show? Yeah.
Is that what they call
it? I'm not super confident.
Was that him? No, he's Beetlejuice. Sorry, Beetlejuice. I don't know. I said Frankenstein. Fucking kid from Big Daddy or some shit. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we'll win, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, with the fatigue we have, you know, the squad's been rotated. You know, hopefully these guys have had enough rest. The guys who didn't travel, you know, Wilshere, Ramsey, those guys should be ready and raring to go. Yeah. But there really is no break, you know. There really is no break in the fixtures coming up. So it's just... Back to back.
What are we going to do around Christmas time? Like, Christmas time, there's always, like, 36 games.
It's going to be a clusterfuck, and we're just praying that we're going to do better in the injury front.
But what I think is really going to make the difference, against Swansea is just I don't think their defense, if we put balls into the box like we did against Stoke, offset pieces or whatever – we'll score because I don't think that they won't have the ability to keep us out. At the same time, our defense can give up stupid goals too, but I think
our organization defensively has been a lot better in the most
part. And I think a lot of that has to just do with communication because they've played together a lot longer. They've had a good run of games together and Purs, I think he's a lot more of a vocal leader in terms of the defense. Vermaelen, because I hated whenever Vermaelen and Koscielny played together. I felt like there wasn't enough communication, but I feel Vermaelen really does a good job. And then also Sanya's a good leader back in back in the back. So,
but Sanya's a quiet leader. He's never been a shouter. Yeah. It's funny, like you said. I would love to find
God, out. God, his wife. We could do an entire podcast on Ludovan Sanya. She is the baddest bitch out there.
She is divine. If only we saw more pictures of Arteta's.
I know.
Wag.
Yeah.
She's bad too. Ozil has a pretty nice.
Which one?
Girlfriend.
Oh yeah, his.
I don't know. Girlfriend. Like I. Yeah, yeah.
Not the one that he was traveling all over. Not the model. That's not his girlfriend. That's like the girl he was chasing all over Europe for sexy parties.
Ooh.
For romps in fancy Parisian hotels and
well,
such.
Ladies of London, I sure hope you treat him well.
Please do. Please, please do. So, yeah, they're – you're not afraid of Boney? You're not afraid of Boney? No?
I would be. I think he's going to be a little tired. He played again midweek.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
He played big week. Michel was on the bench, but Boney played.
Yeah.
He's gonna. I mean, we're talking about where we are in the season. I think he might be a little.
Well,
fatigued.
I hope the squad looks.
Exhausting.
I hope the squad has a little more rested. I mean, obviously, Per aside, he's the main one who's. We got to see if he can bounce back.
I would really like to see. I know Arteta's back. I would still like to see Flamini because I'd like to see him. Take care of Michu for the day.
I mean, I think he would give Swansea a lot of trouble just because they don't have that guy. They don't have a physical guy in the midfield. I mean, everybody they have, like, they're all technical, trying to pass it around. They don't have the guy that's going to keep ball. I mean, Kanyas.
Yeah, I really don't.
But that's they don't have it.
Right.
So I mean, I think
and that, I don't think with. The way that Arteta was coming up with cramp at the end of extra time, you know, and if Flamini's better, I don't think we're gonna rush Arteta back after having played 100+ minutes, yeah, you know, midweek. So
next week is perfect. I think.
Yeah, you know, you have him on the bench. Maybe give him 20 minutes later on.
I just think
depends.
Just from a mobility because you know Michu's deceptive, and you're gonna need to recover on him sometimes because he moves so well without the ball. You know, I was looking back at all the matches that we played against them in the last 2 years, and I remember I was watching that 2-2 FA Cup away last year, and I think he was on the pitch for like I don't know 30 seconds before he scored, and I remember when he came on, you could feel it. Shit, Michu's coming on, and he plays so well, and he did like within 30 seconds. He scores against us.
Well, he has that kind of impact, you know, and he'd be a good, you know, some people have argued about it, obviously, because we wanted a world-class kind of guy, but he's a guy who could add, you know, quality to our squad. He'd be a decent buy in January.
He would. He can play in the midfield. I mean, that's where he's more comfortable.
Yeah, he's playing behind Boney right now.
I know we need a striker. I don't know. Yeah, I guess it'd be fine. I don't know.
I mean, it would work. I'd rather have
Suarez. It depends how much it costs. But at the same time, I don't really give a fuck how much it costs because it's not my money.
Yeah,
true.
Ship it.
So, yeah, just like, let's get him. The funny thing I think about Michu is his hair looks weird as shit when he runs. It just, like, moves weird and it bothers me.
It just kind of bounces. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's got great volume.
No side-to-side motion.
Right. It doesn't, it just kind of just...
It must be the way he runs.
Yeah, it just moves. Yeah. It doesn't make it.
The way he jostles. The way
it's kind of like how when Kate Upton. It's kind of like when Kate Upton walks. When Kate Upton walks, her boobs do that crazy like earthquake thing.
The beautiful.
Michu does the same thing with his hair.
She has boobs. I've never.
Yeah, I don't know what it like. It doesn't.
She just has pretty.
It doesn't
eyes.
Make sense.
She has just like, beautiful eyes.
She has eyes.
Her bone structure is immaculate.
Bone.
But
she gives me a bone structure.
But, no, I mean, I would take Michu in a heartbeat. But I think there's no chance Boney does shit to us. And I'm going on a limb. There's no chance if he plays, he does anything against us. Because, I mean, he just spent the last, three seasons playing in Holland. So there's no way he's in good enough shape to play a game on Wednesday and then come back on Saturday and like, terrorize us. Because, I mean...
That's good. Dude gets a chance and he puts it away from what we saw last year.
Everybody's going to be like, oh, Cameron, it was him.
Yeah,
but
it's all your fault.
It's all, on you.
It's all your
fault.
It'll
be me. I'll be Tim Payton. Tim Payton will tweet me.
You will be the scapegoat.
Kanye. Kanye will start tweeting in all caps. He'll be like,
"Fuck you, Cam.
You're a bitch. You're a bitch. How dare you? You're
no
out of
disrespect
line.
To Ben Affleck. All disrespect to Kimmel. I'm butchering these taglines. I'm fucking that up.
I went on a Kanye rant earlier.
Your shit was good. Your shit was good.
I was like, man, the man show wasn't even that funny. No disrespect to Adam Carolla, though. but that hurt to tweet because that man show was that funny.
Right.
Yeah, I know. But you had to sacrifice it for the joke. For the beauty of the joke. See, the thing tweet. Is, you're not supposed to read these yourself. You know, we're supposed to do this for you. I liked your Obamacare one. That wasn't bad. And the the Wood ones and Ben's. Actually, yeah. The you were my least favorite person to win Ben Stein's money. No disrespect to Ben Stein.
Oh, yeah, bro. No disrespect to Ben Stein.
All disrespect to Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, that was good. God. I love Ben Stein in his sneakers and his suit. That's some Comedy Central shit right there.
I really did.
They used to be like Dr. Katz would be on after that. I can tell you how old that show is.
Crank Yankers got canceled twice.
Twice.
All disrespect to Jimmy Kimmel because he was the producer of Crank Yankers. No disrespect to puppets though.
Clearly. Let's talk about a couple other things before we wrap this pitch up and give our predictions for the weekend. There was another big cock match where it pitted a couple of lovely foes, Liverpool and Manchester United, played to a, let's call it a relatively boring 1-0 victory for Manchester United.
Definitely not the way I hoped that would go.
Well, there's yes and no.
I was hoping for a rampant 4-0 Liverpool win with Bidey getting red carded or something.
But
just another like 10 match suspension.
No, because I want him in January.
Well,
so
he'll be available.
Right.
Yeah, he'll be available then.
He'll be fucking well rested.
Right. 10 match suspension. That'll take him right to yeah.
He'll be like a South American Bender.
Yeah, but we'll. So it went that way. Fucking, I don't know what Steven Gerrard, when white man can't jump. At the near post, he jumped like 4 inches off the ground and missed the header. And then for some reason, I forget who was marking him at the back post. It eludes me. I can see the fucker's face, but I can't remember who it is. Someone leaves his marker and Chicharito's left wide open, given this gift of
He's
an open.
Left wide open.
I mean, look, his movement in the box is great.
Yeah.
That's what she said. But, I can't say it to my own jokes or my own lines. But
I would have done it.
Yeah, I know, but I had to catch it so quickly for some reason. But thank you. But his move, I think, I don't know if it was Valencia. I don't remember who the fuck it was. But the way he maneuvers and is able to find space is, I wouldn't say it's unparalleled, but there aren't many who can really do
he's
it.
Good.
Like he
no, he's good. At that.
He is
he's
as
good
he's a fox in the box. Yeah, he knows how
it's
he's a poacher.
It's not about
his
move
role.
The ball. It's about
no,
his movement
he's,
off the ball.
And we haven't had a player like that since Eduardo. That's what Eduardo was, a fox in the box.
I miss him.
I do too, but he's really not that good anymore. So
I miss what he used to be.
Yes, the 07.
Yeah.
The 07 Eduardo.
I miss the idea of Eduardo.
I do too. I spoon my Eduardo jersey once in a while.
I didn't
cool.
get one back then.
Yeah. So United had moved on. You know, Moyes had to win that match, though.
Yeah, he had. That's
he
why I
had
to
win that match. Yes, because
I love the pressure. I love the amount of pressure that's going to be on him, and it's going to be on him every time. That
oh,
moves.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And here's the thing about this one, though. It's like he needed to win, but it's not like he did anything that others haven't done before him. Like, they always beat Liverpool at Old Trafford, you know? Like, Liverpool have won a couple times at Anfield against United, but, if it had happened here, regardless of being the Capital One Cup or whatever, it would have been quite the major scalp. But see, the best thing about this, too, is it doesn't fix his issue of never beating a top-four team because Liverpool hasn't been top-four in years. So so that's still there. And they've got and United still have some interesting matches coming up pretty soon, don't they?
Well, I think the
they've run their gauntlet, right? We have the Chelsea Tottenham match,
right?
So at the lane.
We hope they draw.
Three-point lane is what I believe they like to call it.
I hope there is a draw. Honestly, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Two points dropped for each is perfect.
Yeah, that would be perfect. If it had to go one way or the other, I'd rather have Chelsea beat Tottenham because fuck Tottenham.
Well, there's fuck Tottenham.
Yeah, I mean.
And they're closer on points to us than Chelsea are at the moment, although I regard Chelsea as bigger title contenders. Right. And right now we're all up in that fucking title race. Shit, right. Bitch.
Five matches in, we're all up in it.
All up in them guts.
There were some guys that were on Twitter. I saw that Tottenham supporters were saying we're not in first place. We are joint top.
Joint top, yeah. Well,
I was like, what? Yeah, it's bullshit, bro. Check the goal difference.
Who would get the trophy?
Tell that to United 2 years ago, right? You guys didn't finish second. You're a joint top. You didn't get the trophies.
And the worst thing is, obviously, I'm pretty sure most people know that I work for a certain NBA team.
Spurs.
That has an unfortunate name.
Derek Fisher.
But they were like, we should have a partnership. There's like a Spurs blogger that I work with, and he said, should we
form affiliate. A
partnership with Tottenham? And I like went over to him. I was like, dude, fuck that. No way. Like, why would we ever do that? And he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And got this argument, but like, that's probably the worst thing that's ever happened in my life professionally.
You're just going to have to argue with them that like, no, they're a classless piece of shit club.
Well, yeah. And I was he goes, well, what team? What team would
Texans,
be better?
Texans don't really care for Jews, do they?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The guy is...
he can't comment on that.
I know.
But it was... like I said Arsenal would probably be a lot more parallel because I think Popovich and Arsene are pretty similar.
Yeah.
They both kind of get it a little chippy with the press. And like cerebral guys that have been there forever.
I feel like you'd have to – that'd be a tough sell to bring it in with a club that's the direct rival of Spurs. You know, so you might need to go like the third route and try to find another team that maybe you don't hate. Maybe outside of the top six.
Unfortunately, I hate pretty much every other team.
Swansea.
I find reason. Everton, I don't hate Swansea. Everton? I like Swansea.
Everton? Swansea? I don't know.
Yeah, no, you can't hate Everton. They're like a retro team. All their players look like they're from the 70s.
Every time we played them, I hated them because of the way Moyes played.
But Moyes isn't there anymore. Now they've got Roberto Martinez.
I don't like them.
Everybody's favorite ESPN World Cup commentator.
Well, yes, he's an enemy then, but the rest of the time they can do good work.
I hate Liverpool.
They do a good job. Right. We definitely dislike Liverpool more.
I don't know what you're talking about.
By default, we enjoy them more. So that's the big match. Who do you think is going to win that? So you told me what you would like. Who do you think is going to win lane? Do they have the goals in them? Tottenham.
No, that's going to be a problem.
I think they might.
Soldado hasn't scored from open play yet. Eriksen's been their star man so far.
I mean,
Sigurdsson's playing well.
Because of what they are, they always get way up for these matches, and they'll put on a good show at home. But you know, it's different with Jose there. It's just different. You know,
they're garbage.
Well, yeah, and he'll probably suffocate the hell out of them. So,
right.
So I expect Chelsea to win.
Chelsea win. Okay. What do you think? What do you think, Cameron?
I think it'll be close. I think Chelsea will win late. For some reason, I think like Ramirez will score a goal. I don't know.
Ramirez may not be fit for the weekend, I believe.
You know what would be great, though? Okay. It would be great.
Then Eto.
Gets a goal.
Is he going to knock it in with his cane?
That's his dick.
Off his walker? Yeah. All right, fine. His walker.
His actual age. What is? How old is he? 32.
Yeah, he's not that old.
In Nigerian years.
Okay. Yeah, because he's probably like 50.
Right. And
Mandel actually went to school together.
Yeah, he was Connie's classmate.
No, but I think Chelsea will win, but Tottenham. I mean, they've actually looked pretty good, but I don't think they've really had that big of a test yet. other than us, which they failed. They
failed with flying colors. But,
I love how I just, I know, it's always great every year that this happens with them, and in the two months of or 3 months of constant how good they're going to be, and you know,
right?
They have like 8 players that have to go through a Christmas period. There's not going to be any adjustment there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's going to be tough for them. They don't have any experience with that.
The thing that pisses me off right now, or it's pretty amusing, is they're all like, we played this many games, like Erickson has cost this much and has this many assists and all this other bullshit, but we beat them. Like, you can't say like, oh, we're better than you guys. We literally just played you and beat you. You suck our dick for like a living for the last 50 or 60 years. So,
and the best point that's been rubbed in lately is that, like, last season, right? Spurs greatest ever point total, right? Still behind Arsenal. Best ever start to the season, this season. Still behind Arsenal. You know what I mean? So it's like they're hyping it. They're bigging up all these achievements, yet they're still coming in second fiddle within their own fucking region of North London. So, you know, it's it is what it is. But yeah, they've got a small club mentality. So
as much as I'd like to see a draw, and I would love to see him just get fucking smart.
Oh yeah, that'd be okay. That'd be okay with me, because they could use a good
humbling,
rollicking, yes,
a good MILF hole stretching.
Yeah,
right.
That's we can put that to good. Go for it, Jose. Do it. Dry.
So
nasty.
What do you think? How's our match go?
Our match away to Swansea. It's going to be not as much of a cakewalk as I believe, but I'm going to go with a 2-1 victory to the Arsenal. Goal scorers. Oh, actually, you gotta go with Ramsey against Swansea. You know, he hates him. He still shows love to his old boys at Cardiff. So, and they boo him anytime he touches the ball because he's a Cardiff old boy. Even though he should now that fucking Gareth is gone, he's the shining light for Wales. So. Yeah, I'm going to say 2-1, Rambo, and Ozil's going to score.
Nice.
Ozil's going to score.
Nice.
And Michu will get one for good fucking measure.
How about you, Cameron? What do you think?
I think it'll be 3-1. Giroud will get 2. Ramsey will get 1, both assisted by Ozil for my fantasy points. And the one for Swansea is also Michu for fantasy.
For my fan. Yeah, you're right. Those also all work for me, too. I don't have –
yeah, like
– yeah, the rest will.
But, yeah, I just don't – yeah, 3-1. It'll be easy. The one will be late.
I pray you're correct. All right, Joseph, yours?
I usually am.
I have 1-0 and Jack scoring.
Jack.
And then he pulls his daughter from beneath his shirt.
Right.
Just pulls her out.
He pulls down his pants. He's gonna do Vertonghen did this.
Is he going to do the...
Yeah, well, you would think, right?
Or put the ball in the shirt.
Sure, or he'll do the little, like, thumb suck or whatever.
Yeah,
sure,
he'd do the thumb
sucker. He has a tattoo of her name or somewhere. Yeah. He'll probably just flash it or slap it or something. It'll be...
That's me. Yeah, I'm sure he's already gotten a like crazy ass tattoo because his entire body, he's pretty tatted up.
I would just on our match. I would like to see Monreal get another match.
You think he's gonna get the start though here?
I'd like to see.
I like him, man.
Not? Yeah, no, I like Nacho. I think he's our best reserve, so to speak.
And then you give Gibbs an entire week and a half for Napoli. I think that would be great. To have that much
Napoli's going to be tough.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, I'd be totally okay with that. Like, hey, you know, like, here, guess what, Gibbs? You're going to get another rest, but you're starting against Napoli.
I wouldn't mind to see Jenkinson getting a start this weekend either.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. No, man.
I'm just talking about rest.
I know. But Sanya's going to play. I just don't see it happening. I could see the Monreal thing happening. Especially, I mean, Gibbs is more frail. It's just a fucking fact, you know. Like, he's been doing a little bit better, but he still gets injured more often than many others.
Apparently, though, I was reading this article about. It actually came up as I was scrolling through the shit show that was Tim Payton, Jeff Arsenal, all the and it was like Gibbs has gone ever since his last major setback. He decided to go to like a third party consultant for his medical stuff, and he hasn't been injured since. So maybe we just need to hire whoever the
we gotta figure out this physio shit. Team.
Well, you know, I mean, I think I was discussing this with somebody else, and we were talking about the fitness, and yeah, it's part of that though. Goes to Wenger's completely, you know, because we utilized such a small amount of players last year that he actually trusted. We wore some of those players down, and hello, everybody.
Oh, that's fucking backwards. All right, go on.
I just think Arsene needs to take a little bit of that blame about what he does to players and runs them into the ground, and then they get long-term injuries, and then it looks like the physio team is all to blame.
So yeah. you want to blame Arsene?
I think he's equally to blame is all.
Well, equally to blame in the fact that he didn't buy enough people to rotate the squad.
Well, right. I suppose. And then you blame the physio team for not being able to take care of it, but you run into the ground.
There's something suspect.
I think there's something suspect. I just don't think it's all on them. I think it would be nice to see a change.
I think Hugh Laurie is actually our physio, and that like the management at Arsenal doesn't realize he just played a doctor on TV. He's not actually. Well, I mean, I think whenever our players get injured, Clooney. When our players get injured, it's like an episode of House. Like they go through the list, laundry list, and then they like stumble upon the real reason while they're hurt. While they're taking a shit or something, like they never can diagnose it like a real doctor would diagnose an injury or an illness. It's always some bullshit reason. That's exactly why.
Can you read that, Cam?
Oh shit, man, that's messed up. But the thing is, I'm not from San Antonio, so that means literally nothing to me.
Who's your basketball team then?
I mean,
it's the Spurs. But if you had another team that you liked just a little bit, who would it be?
If there was another team that I had to cheer for and I wasn't currently employed by an NBA team, it would be the Phoenix Suns.
Fair enough.
But obviously, that's my gold. Allegiance lies with the that's silver and
gold.
Black.
That's
right,
gold.
Of course. Yeah, that was a little excessive, but maybe unnecessary. I don't know. But all I know is, you know, like, I've been worried, but now that I've been speaking with you fine gentlemen, I'm not as worried about the Swansea match. I don't know. I did think we would win. It's easily been, you know, it can easily be a banana skin. Like, it wouldn't be the craziest thing for us to drop.
That's racist.
Against bananas? I don't know. Welsh people love bananas? Yeah. I only get in one Welshman that loves bananas.
Yeah, he fucking loves them, though.
And he's not from Swansea.
He peels them with his feet.
He loves them enough.
Right. But, but,
no, I'm glad your mind is eased. I'm your herbal, your medicinal herb that you just smoked, and now you're at ease.
Yes. It's all, I've been put at peace. So,
I'm relaxed about it.
And I will rejoice, although this may not work in Joseph's favor, but it is actually an Arsenal match that is a late match for.
Kidding me.
For the West Coast, they actually play. This is the best 9:30. Right, which is the latest we get for a Premier League match on a weekend. That's is the latest we can possibly.
What is that for me? Like noon?
For you, it's 11:30. Yeah.
Hell right? Yeah.
Central time. Yeah.
I'm actually driving. I'm driving home tomorrow, 6 hours. So that'll be good that I don't have to get up.
Yeah. Exactly. Nice. I don't have to be up at 5 fucktard in the morning to watch. So, you know, I'm all for that. Maybe I have to get down to the pub, something like that. I believe, Joseph, you'll be stuck at soccer games or something, won't you?
I will.
Yeah, so ooh. That's...
Doing what? Kids? What? Imagine. Refereeing?
Probably both.
Oh, come on, man. I thought you were out of reffing duty. They suckered you back in.
Just when you get out. It's just like Godfather 3.
Oh, man.
Not as bad.
That's ice cold.
Just when I thought that I was out, they pulled me back in.
That's what she said.
Damn, I want to go watch The Sopranos right now.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, only one left, and then we're all gonna be left feeling empty.
You all.
Yeah, us.
I've never seen.
He isn't.
I've never seen that.
hasn't worn off on him. He's
not,
he hasn't found the appeal
yet. 10 years, I'll go, fuck, I should have watched this 10 years ago.
Right. Well, when you get there, you'll get there, and then you'll realize the error of your ways.
You'll realize you're rare.
Cameron, do you have any other big points you want to mention before we go?
No, not really. Unless anybody's in the market to buy some NBA season tickets, call me.
Yeah, man, give me some discount deals for the Lakers, as in like 100% discount.
Hell yeah! Because
I can't.
Hell yeah! If you're ever if anybody out there in the world is watching this, and you'll ever be in San Antonio, I can get you free tickets, no problem.
Oh, all right. So I'll find my way to San Antonio.
The heat of the Lakers.
Fuck. I'm a Lakers fan, man. What the fuck? All right, but you can still get me Clippers, right? Because they're still nobody.
Right, we can do Clippers tickets, right?
Yeah, I mean technically I could get Lakers, but they're going to be in the balcony.
All right, fair enough. But for Clippers, we got backstage passes and shit, right?
Clippers, I'll get you down there. I know DeAndre Jordan, so I can get you down there, and you can party with DJ.
Yeah, I want to go kick with DJ. That sounds pretty good. For all those of you who didn't go to San Antonio. Yeah, he seems like a really cool dude. Apparently you know. So that is rad. It's been a lovely week. Rad. Arsenal are continue. Even though we did lose our 10 matches, one in a row, because this counts as a draw, even though we won in penalty kicks.
Right.
But it's still an unbeaten streak on the road. Long may that continue.
Let's hope it continues.
Yeah, and then we also have – we didn't preview, which we are not going to get to before. It is we do face Napoli. Right?
Yeah.
They're on form. They're on form.
It's the Champions League. We're going to win that.
I think we're
Hamsik, bro.
Hamsik,
The only player that I'm afraid of is Hamsik, man. I feel like he's just going to, like, shit on our face. That dude's a beast.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. I'm a little worried of Higuain.
They got a guy up front, not that bad.
Yeah, so.
He's quite a beast physically, too.
We never bid for him. He doesn't count. We never
tried to play. It was never official.
It should have been official. I'm not sure why we didn't go after him.
Number one reason I'm not scared of Napoli is because their away jerseys are camouflage.
Yeah, those are pretty shitty. But they're going to be wearing.
What are they hiding from?
They're going to be wearing their home kit, though. That light blue doesn't they wear their light blue away if it doesn't conflict. They don't go to those camo kits.
Arsenal, then they would definitely go to the camos because they'd be trying to sell as many.
Well,
we could have definitely worn our red shirts yesterday.
Did you get your shirts yet?
No. I shall have a shirt soon, yes.
Yeah, I think my
World Soccer Shop is on some bullshit.
On some bullshit.
The only reason I got it from there is because I had a coupon that got me like 15% off. And so I was like, oh, this makes. Or it was, it was whatever the code was that Arsenal America.
Yeah.
I put the code in and it's been on pre-order. And I'm like, bro, I could have gone to the store across this town and gotten that shirt. But I'm waiting. Like, the season will be over by the time the fucking shirt gets here.
I think mine just arrived.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you got your. You got Walcott. Again?
No.
Ozil?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I got the Arsenal lettering.
Oh.
Damn.
Get fancy.
Blade Runner on the back of your shirt.
Yeah. Respect.
Stanley.
If I get a second kit, I think I'm going to put Ice Baby on the back of mine.
Fair enough. Fair enough to put the name of Reserve on the back, but you know. Good on you. Good for Icefield. Maybe you can tweet it to him and you'll get a retweet or something, you know.
Well, what's his name? Welsh Gunner. I don't know if y'all follow him. He's a pretty nice dude. He's obviously Welsh. He always gets Aaron Ramsey stuff on the back. It'll say like number 16. It'll say like Ballon d'Or last year. It says like Welsh Messi.
Welsh Messi. I've seen that. Like I think that. I've seen that one.
I saw Lester retweeted that or something, right?
Yeah. Like, that's pretty badass. So. And Ramsey, he was blowing Ramsey up, and Ramsey was like, eventually like, yeah, dude, I've seen your shirts. Those are awesome. Those, like, made my day or something like that. And so
– Now stop tweeting me 100 times a day.
It's like, yeah, bro, ease up.
At least he didn't say that he wanted to squish him.
Oh, getting squishy. I was hoping Urban Dictionary'd squishing, and I was hoping there'd be some other kind of dirty sexual thing to go with that. But
no. Well, there's that one chick. She always responds to our players.
Yes.
And it's always like hilarious. I followed her just because I found it so amusing. It's all celebrities too, and I don't know if it's like a bot or if it's like a parody account.
I don't know.
Hilarious. I think. Let me see what her name is.
Zara.
No. It's not her. It's what's this?
I was giving her shit for her tweets in return. I don't know, some fucking Mezirosal thing. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you'll find it for next time. Well, until then, we will.
I'll find it.
Yeah, we'll hopefully have another wonderful week in the world of Arsenal. Let's enjoy it while it lasts. Top of the league, bitches. Long may it last.
Just keep on winning. Enjoy the matches.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry about the other shit. Right. Just keep on trucking.
Bitches.
Yeah. Get those wins. And we're going to beat those dirty Neapolitan bastards next week also. Be big, top of the group, huge momentum in the group if we can get that win. You know, we get that at home, we do that. You know, maybe even Marseille points off fucking Dortmund. Who knows?
Who knows?
So to another good week for Arsenal, and we'll be back next week. It's been a pleasure, guys. Thank you for coming on. You can follow these fine fellows on Twitter. Follow Joseph at I Hate Your Club, and Cameron at AFC_Cameron. Thank you, Cameron. Pleasure as always. Yeah. Finger that shit, man.
Oh, by the way, Holy Ho. Follow her and read the shit she sets up.
All right.
Celebrities.
We'll have to check that out. I have to check that out. Until then, keep it real, bitches, and up the arse. Check it out. Peace.
thought.